Ek is vandag weer in die ateljee met onderhoud. Ek is weer gelukkig genoeg om 'n man hier so by my te hê. So, ek gaan 'n bietjie oorslaan daar na Engels toe. Jack Atlantic is hier. Hy kuier hier so by ons in die ateljee vandag. So, welcome Jack.
Yeah, morning. Thanks very much for having me.
Yeah, it's great. I always like you guys. As I said, I've listened to you a bit of your history. Tell us a little bit how you got into music and how you got to this point.
Well, I started from a young age, learning to play the guitar at the age of 13, and then high school was in the Eastern Cape, and I started bands. I released my first CD at the age of 16. I really started performing in the scene with all the adult kind of guys, you know. So you go and play at all these pubs and bars and have to sneak in there because I was underage. Thereafter, when I left high school, I moved up to Johannesburg to study contemporary music. And I did that for about 2 years. And then since then, I've just kind of done music full time. I was in quite a few bands. The first band was called Cherry Cab. We were chatting earlier. We had a single called Head Over Heels that actually did really well on NAC FM. And this was years back already. Started the band Cherry Cab. You know how things happen with politics, bands, guys get married, you know, like it's summer of 69, you know, Jimmy quit, Jones got married, that kind of vibe. Guys leave and went solo and here I am, you know, full-time musician and I do what I love.
Yeah, it's always nice to see the guys applied their trade over a long period of time. So obviously Jack Atlantic's not your real name, so you reinvented yourself. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so once the band obviously broke up, I went solo and I went under my birth name, which is Calvin Alston, but it's spelled with a K, so people used to always call me Kevin. So it was a constant marketing problem where people were like, hey Kevin, I'm like, oh, you know, DJ announces me as Kevin Alliston or Kevin Aston. It's like, no. So what happened was during the hard lockdown, obviously no musicians, we couldn't work, we couldn't perform. So I was sitting at home like almost, 8 months, a year that we couldn't work. And I decided, you know, yeah, it's a great time to just reinvent myself and come up with a new name that people can't spell wrong and can't, you know what I mean? So that's when Jack Atlantic was born. And it's amazing things happened from that. You know, I'd released an album under my birth name. And nothing really happened with that. And then I basically, a year later, re-released the album under Jack Atlantic, and that album all of a sudden was Sarma nominated for Best Adult Contemporary Album, and I had 6 number one hit singles off that album. And it's just crazy what like a name change can do, you know? People know who I am, remember the name at least now.
And I've got a lot of admiration for folks that can reinvent themselves. I mean, how old are you now?
36.
Yeah, to take a look in the mirror and say, okay, hang on, this is not working. Let's try a different avenue. So, yeah, I think it's honesty, first of all, to be honest with yourself. Say, this is not working. Reinventing yourself and then, just launching. That's excellent. So, tell me a little bit about the new music.
So, yeah, the latest album was released just the end of last year. And it's an album that means a lot to me. You know, there's a lot of great tracks on there and kind of diverse. So I've got that adult contemporary start going, the pop rock kind of vibe, but there's also a bit of country in there as well. A bit more of heavier stuff, very emotional kind of songs. You know, just real music, you know, and I think
I like country music. I mean, my son is also a big country fan, so he always tells me, listen to this, listen to that. And actually, I listened to one or two of your songs over the weekend just to prepare for the interview. Yeah. And I must say, I like your country style. It's very good. I do like that. So no. I think that you can go with that. You can go a mile. And I think country in South Africa, it's not, we're moving away from the old country, and the hip and happening and new country sounds are excellent. So I think you fall into that. So carry on with that for sure.
Yeah.
So where can we see you? I mean, if are you performing currently? What are you doing?
So I'm doing a lot of shows, a lot of shows coming up. You can always check my social media and whatnot. But every Sunday evening I play Hogshead Douglasdale, which is obviously Joburg side. I play there every Sunday from about 5:30, so that's a regular thing. I'll be at High Ground Restaurants on Friday, which is on St. Stithian's campus. So mainly in Joburg, Four Ways, northern suburbs, kind of I'll be performing. But if you check my social media, Jack Atlantic on Facebook, Instagram, you can get notified for all the upcoming shows there.
That's cool, Jack. So yeah, just in sort of closing, where's Jack going from here?
Well, like I say, just keep pushing, you know. The original music's doing really well, which I'm really blessed about. But as we chatted earlier as well, is that, you know, people know me and they know my music on radio, and then they go and see me performing somewhere and they're like, hey, why are you playing at this little dodgy pub around the corner? You know, your song's doing so well on radio. And I always say, like, you know, I'm a full-time musician and that's what I do. I do what I love and I get to play music. And, you know, these days, you know, album sales and things like that don't exist anymore. Streaming, you need millions of streams to get any kind of money. So yeah, I just keep performing and keep releasing music, and just, you know, and I'm blessed to do what I make a living at, doing what I love.
I think that's a sad thing. I mean, me that's been keeping an eye on music and artists over the long period of time, and I'm 50 years old. So it's sad how it's progressed, that you guys work really hard, and now that things gone to streaming, and it's totally changed the ball game. So guys like you that have to go back into going to play to pubs and stuff like that, I've got a big admiration for that. So keep on doing what you're doing, man. It's going to work for you. I think all the artists, I think the work ethic you guys have is an inspiration for everybody. If everybody worked as hard as artists do, I mean, people think artists are lazy, they sleep the whole day.
Get up on stage and drink beer and sing songs.
That easy. I mean, I also work with one of the DJs here, presenters, also is also an artist, so I know how difficult it is. So hats off, and keep on doing what you're doing. Just tell the people where they can find you. Give me all your social media information there.
Right, so you can find my website, which is jackatlantic.com, or if you search Jack Atlantic on all social media platforms, I'm there. So Facebook, Instagram, all those places. Not so much on Twitter. I found that place too negative for me to hang around. So, yeah, Facebook, Instagram, website, Jack Atlantic. Spotify, iTunes as well.
Al die plekke. So ja, as julle ouens wil luister die eerlike, opregte musiek en gaan luister na die ouse country en sy nuwe goetertjies, maar asseblief gaan luister dit, die Lekker FM mense gaan vir jou support, Jack, verseker. Ons gaan jou musiek luister en gaan soek hom, en as julle daar in Johannesburg area is, pop in daar en gaan kyk die man. Ek is beïndruk met hom, want ek dink hy is the real deal. Een van die harde werkers, en hy het so lekker grove stem, man. So asseblief, Lekker FM mense, kom ons gaan ondersteun hierdie man. Hy is al lank in die land, so kom ons gaan luister. Hy gaan vir jou nie teleurstel nie. Dankie Jack, dankie dat jy vir ons kom kuier het. Tot ziens, hoor.
Cheers.